This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. Former Zimbabwean leader Robert Mugabe died on Friday at age 95. He leaves behind a complicated legacy. Mugabe's former deputy and current president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, stuck to the hero narrative in Twitter posts, saying he was an icon of liberation, a Pan-Africanist who dedicated his life to the emancipation and empowerment of his people. However, many others view the late president less charitably. Mwela Mnandaya, Amnesty International's deputy regional director for Southern Africa, said that while casting himself as the savior of Zimbabwe, Robert Mugabe inflicted lasting damage upon its people and its reputation. The NATO-led military alliance says an American soldier and a Romanian soldier were killed in action on Thursday in Kabul, Afghanistan, raising the number of U.S. military fatalities to 16 this year. The blast killed at least 10 people and injured 42 others. U.S. Envoy Zalmay Khalilzad said just this week that the United States had reached an agreement in principle with the Taliban for the withdrawal of U.S. troops from 5 military bases. In return, the Taliban would renounce ties with the al-Qaeda terrorist group and guarantee that Afghanistan would not be used to plot terrorist attacks against the United States. Hurricane Dorian has weakened to a Category 1 storm after generating tornadoes and flooding roads in North and South Carolina. The winds are expected to slowly weaken through Saturday. Elsewhere in the islands of the Bahamas, people have begun the long and painful struggle to rebuild their lives following the onslaught of the hurricane, which was an extremely powerful Category 5 storm upon its arrival. International search and rescue teams are spreading out across the islands looking for survivors. This is VOA. Protests in Hong Kong continue. Charles Ledesma has the story.
Protesters have continued to gather outside Mong Kok Police Station in Hong Kong, building barriers and pointing laser beams at the police. And students and graduates from at least 5 schools have formed human chains to raise awareness of the 4 remaining demands of protesters involved in months of demonstrations. The fresh round of protests comes after Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam said Thursday her government would withdraw an extradition bill that has sparked months of demonstrations. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
In economic news, both U.S. and Chinese stock markets recently soared on news that Washington and Beijing have agreed to resume high-level trade talks early next month in anticipation of what China said was to lay the groundwork for meaningful progress in their trade dispute. However, analysts urge investors not to get their hopes up, saying that China has not taken U.S. President Donald Trump seriously enough and that a final solution to effect structural changes or major breakthroughs is nowhere in sight. Pope Francis's African tour continues. In Mozambique, he visited with AIDS patients and spoke of hope, peace, and reconciliation. VOA's Anita Powell reports from Maputo.
Pope's main message was reconciliation, after leaders recently signed a peace deal aimed at ending decades of low-level conflict that followed a brutal 16-year civil war. He also touched on the effects of climate change. I would like my first words of closeness and solidarity to be addressed to all those struck by cyclones Idai and Kenneth, whose devastating effects continue to be felt by so many families, he says, especially in those places where it is not yet possible to rebuild because they require this special attention. Anita Powell, VOA News, Maputo.
The Pope visits the island nation of Mauritius next. The Associated Press is reporting that 11 more women are accusing opera star Placido Domingo of sexual assault. This after the AP reported a month ago that 9 women accused him of sexual harassment dating back 3 decades. The women allege Domingo's actions included unwanted touching, persistent requests for private meetings, late-night phone calls, and sudden attempts to kiss them. Domingo's spokeswoman has disputed the AP article. Italy's far-right populist Matteo Salvini has ended his plans to become the country's prime minister. His poll numbers have dashed. From Washington, I'm Steve Karish.